Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA Radio. It's 907. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway. Good morning and thanks for being with us. Well, if you are one of the many of us who, for whatever special occasion, spent it on a Ducky Tours boat doing a trip, whether it was an anniversary, a birthday, an engagement, whatever the case may be, or just showing friends around the burg, disappointing news that Just Ducky Tours is going into dry dock.
We are very sad to say that Just Ducky Tours will not be operating in 2019. We apologize for the disappointment. That's what it reads on the Just Ducky Tours website. And joining us, co-owner Michael Cohen on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, John. Thank you for having me this morning.
You know, you and Chris D'Addario have put your heart and souls into this operation of Just Ducky Tours and have gone, as the Coast Guard told me, above and beyond when it comes to safety of your operations. And yet, you couldn't overcome the influences of something that happened that was totally out of your control.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Larry. No question at all. I feel as though we're a pretty good business school case study where you go ahead, you do everything right, and you become a victim of the actions of another operator. And unfortunately, being tied into their performance and their safety record. It was something that over the last, well, now 11 months, we worked tirelessly, kind of like the behind the scenes, to kind of right the ship, so to speak, for something that we weren't part of. However, a lot of effort went into it with a great staff, and we just came up short.
Why can't you operate the land portion, though, with these great World War II era amphibious vehicles that everyone who's been in around the city for years used to see and get quacked at when they went by?
Because it's the allure of the product, in my opinion, having done this for 22 years, close to 2 million riders. The ability to go in the water, it never got tiring for me. I was proud to do it. It was just something that it was a great experience driving in and out of the water. So to take that component out just really, in my opinion, just minimized the product.
I probably skipped over this at the beginning, so let's go back to it. Exactly why is it that you are shutting down? Are there people don't want to go, or is another force involved here?
Yeah, good question. What happened was it was insurance. We had such a great loss run history with our insurance company, and we received back in January a non-renewal notice. As a result of receiving that, we had to scramble to try and find new coverage. And this wasn't just something that our company was affected. This was industry-wide. You know, other operators that ran similar to us, safety was paramount. They did everything right, and they were still a victim of a non-renewal. Some companies went out entirely, and the climate of insurance is really what drove this whole thing. And we were able to find insurance with the help of a local Pittsburgh-based broker, Henderson Brothers, Daniel Grealish Jr., worked tirelessly to get a package in place. And one of the things that we did, believe it or not, is we found a buyer for our business. We worked for 5 months from January to May. It was a local Pittsburgh-based buyer. And the day before the closing that was supposed to take place prior to Memorial Day weekend, the buyer's financing with First Commonwealth Bank expired. And the non-renewal came in on Tuesday after Memorial Day. We had a lot of moving parts. We had moving parts from the standpoint of the Sports and Exhibition Authority signing off on the new buyer's ability to use our access ramp on the North Shore. Director of Public Safety had to do the same for our access ramp on the Monongahela Wharf. And there were just so many moving parts. The discussion about a buyer was never mentioned until, well, right now.
Is that still a possibility?
Well, probably not with that individual. However, I would really love to see, and I know Chris feels the same way, there's got to be a buyer out there that wants to keep this thing going. I know I'd be happy to see it happen. I know Chris would be happy as well. It's just that right now we haven't concentrated our efforts to see if there is a new buyer just yet.
How many of these vehicles do you have, Michael?
We have eight. We have eight. And it's interesting, if this accident never happened, maybe you and I and John would be talking about the fact that we just launched our ninth boat. If this Branson accident never took place, you know, the fact of the matter is we'd be operating today, simply stated.
Yeah. We're talking about that accident. It happened in Branson, Missouri, July 19th of last year. 17 of the 31 people on board the boat actually died, but it has been clearly made evident since then that operator made a lot of mistakes. They had altered the boat in ways it shouldn't have been altered, and they went out into a storm that they shouldn't have gone out into, and yet now you reap the repercussions from it. At what point do you think you might be able to find a buyer? Do you have any interest out there at all?
Well, we're just going to get underway with that process. Right now, we're going to use a company called Larry Davis, a Pittsburgh-based firm, to try and see if we can find someone. Ideally, it'd be great to find someone locally because it's a great product, and it was so well received. And Chris and I are so thankful. We're from New England, and we came to Pittsburgh in '97, and we were welcomed. And we had riders from not just Pittsburgh but around the world, and we were proud of what we were able to do, and we were proud of give back to the community and the fact that we were so well embraced. But like I said, it was, you know, the situation that we're in right now was a direct result of what happened in Branson.
Well, we wish you the very best in the future. Michael Cohen, co-owner of Just Ducky Tours, appreciate your willingness to come on, Michael, and hopefully you'll find a buyer and find a future for yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Great talking with you. I appreciate you having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.